This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. The universe of people you spend time with through flight activities very likely involves the people you bump into most frequently at the airport. But what if you could expand that universe? What if every time you went flying, you knew every social event, every event at all that might be of interest to pilots or involve pilots, every event of that kind that existed within, let's say, the current range of your aircraft? Would it expand your social network? Would it maybe help your business? Or would it just give you a reason to fly more? We're speaking today with Jason Clemens, Vice President of Marketing for SocialFlight.com, which aims to do all those things. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, in a nutshell, what is Social Flight?
Well, Social Flight is an idea that was born out of the need that you suggested, that that there's a lot of very island gatherings of people that don't really interact with another. There's no one centralized place that someone can go if they just want to go to a pancake breakfast. They want to see what events are going on around them. There was no real resource for that. Like I said, there's a lot of little pocket things that you can go to and that sort of thing. But we saw a real need for something that people could use. And Social Flight is primarily an iPhone, iPad, Android, a mobile device-based platform that allows people to connect very easily with other pilots and other events. That's the general idea, is to get people flying. We believe that the events are the answer to getting people to fly more and getting more people into aviation. I don't think a lot of pilots know just how many aviation events are happening all around them. And the goal of Social Flight was to expose that.
Well, then let's talk specifically about those events. How do pilots use Social Flight to find events and activities?
Well, they download the app. It's a free app. It's available in the iTunes store, and they can download it to their iPhone or iPad. And the iPad version takes advantage of the larger screen and gives you more map detail, or Android device as well. We also have the web interface that people can log onto on their computer. And when they log in, they will be asked to set up their home airport, and it asks a few questions of their their background, their piloting, and all that. Just to get their account kind of set up. Like I said, it's all free. So once they have a home airport established, they can start to search events, and you can filter down to events that are just around you, or you can zoom out and look for events that might be in a city that you're flying to, or just a little bit further out.
So what about the app? How long has the app been out? Are you in beta of anything? Are there any bugs you're aware of? How mature is it right now?
It's a very mature app. We've been publicly available since June of 2012. And the amazing thing to me about Social Flight is how quickly it has taken root. The app is all of our apps are very established. There's no bugs that I know of right now. Of course, we're always working to improve it. We're always adding new features. We just came out with version 2.0, which allows more social interaction. The amazing thing is the numbers behind it. So we have over 3,000 events at any one time. Those are active events that are going on right now that we put in. We have a team of data entry people that scour the web and scour different places for that. A lot of organizations send us their events to put in there. Plus, our users themselves are adding 1 to 2 events per day just from our users.
That's something I was going to ask you about. So you actually actively, I guess, solicit, but also input. You search and find events and put in on your own. And individual pilots can put in events. It's coming in from everywhere, basically.
That's correct. The FAA actually sends us their seminar data. They've used us as a centralized point for getting their seminars out there. So they actually encourage the use of the Social Flight Network for getting the word out about their seminars. So they send us the data. Organizations such as Sun and Fun have been sending us their events. And then, of course, we surf the web for club calendars, We talk to EAA chapters, et cetera.
So it's sort of an online database that pilots can search to find events, I guess, geographically. How is it set up so that the interface doesn't just include every single event under the sun from now till eternity?
Sure. Well, we have a lot of filtering options on there. Once you sign in, you can search by, of course, your home airport ID or city and state. You can filter by date, so you can set up a date range that you want to look at. You can zoom into the map, and it'll, of course, filter out all the other events that aren't included in your current map search. So really, it's very fluid. The searching capabilities are enough to where you can see as many events as you'd like. We also categorize different events. There's airport events. There's non-airport events. And you can filter those as well.
What range of activities is covered here? We're not just talking pancake breakfast.
No.
FAA seminars. What else is in there?
No, we have a lot of different categories of events. We have air shows. We have fly-ins. We have food-related aviation events. We have events for gliders and home builds. We have some major events, of course, like the Oshkoshes and Sun and Funs of the aviation world. Museum events, open houses, organizational meetings. All of these are different categories, and of course, you can also filter down by organization. And we have a very extensive list of probably 200 different organizations that you can filter down to, so you can get really, really specific in your search.
And this is something where if I just want to maybe meet some more people in aviation, I could put my own event up, right?
We have a number of users that will, a friend of mine lives not too far away from my home airport, will host a fly-in every once in a while. Just he has a private airstrip, and he'll put an event on there. And the nice thing about the Social Flight 2.0 that we just released is it allows for a lot more social interaction. So you actually have a hangar page where you can put your aircraft information, and you can connect with other people that might be interested in the same event. So, for example, pilots are chatting and sharing flights and organizing events, to go to as a group. Pilots can also, meet new people, make friends at their own airport, because they can see their social, their profile on Social Flight, and they can reach out to them.
And so you've been on since the summer. How many people do you have signed on now? And I know you mentioned before, but let's mention again how many events you have up. And I suppose we need to attach that to some sort of time frame.
Sure. We have over 10,000 users that are actively using Social Flight right now. And that's just in the first 5 months, 6 months of our being live. So 10,000 users, we have 3,000 events that have been added to our database that are current events.
What's the business plan? How does Social Flight survive from a business sense? Are people going to be seeing ads whenever they go in there? How does it work?
Well, to answer your question in a nutshell, yes, we are adding some sponsor partners in 2013. At the core, Social Flight is about giving back to aviation. It's very much a grassroots application. We've gone this long and built up this much of a database off of just doing something to give back to aviation that lets people connect. So we want to be able to offer advertising to those who would like to advertise on our network. But the core really is that grassroots growth.
And so in the future, what's the grand goal? What is the ultimate end for Social Flight as far as aspirations go?
Sure. More events. There's a lot of events out there that we're still scouring. We keep adding new sources. In 2013, we'll have even more events than 2012, obviously. The social functionality has really taken off with our just released 2.0. And we want to include that in the Android and web. Currently, that's only on the iPhone and iPad version, which, of course, is by far the most used platform. We want to have more social tools, including Facebook and Twitter integration. We want to expand to other countries. We've had a lot of interest from Canada. We've added airports and events. We're starting to add events for Canada as well. as well as European countries would be a great next target for this, especially since, you know, like I said, the core of Social Flight is trying to get more people into aviation. And we have a lot of other things that are kind of on tap for new features. And then, of course, we're always looking for ideas. This is very much a community event, and we would like to hear feedback from our users. We get it daily about new features that they'd like to see, you know, suggestions and changes, and we take all that to heart.
We've been speaking with Jason Clemens, Vice President of Marketing for socialflight.com. Make sure you type that properly. There are some very similar domain names out there. This is socialflight.com. I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.